Calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up, tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
On the horrific things that will happen during the hour of the tribulation. And one of the biggest reasons for teaching on these things is to let people know that the things that are predicted to happen during that awful hour are already starting to come to pass. The Lord Jesus Christ tells us, when you see these things begin to come to pass, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So the question is, what are we as Christians doing? Are we taking serious the warning that God is showing us all around us? The warnings that the Lord Jesus Christ predicted are now happening. Yes, we as soldiers of the cross, what are we doing? Are we bogged down in our own problems? Or are we bringing this gospel to the nations? We are the end-time soldiers of the cross, and we have a great responsibility, and we need to take it to heart that there is a judgment seat of Christ waiting for us. And not only that, there is this awful hour of the great tribulation approaching, and we need to warn our loved ones. We need to warn them of the horrific times that are ahead. We need to warn them of the great lake of fire. The Apostle Paul made an astonishing statement. He tells us, what is our joy if our loved ones are not with us in the kingdom of God? And I want to bring this question to you. What will your joy be if your loved ones aren't in heaven with you? There is a script, a song out there that goes like this. Must I go on empty-handed? Are you going there without anything to offer to God? God is giving you the chance to bring as many into the kingdom as possible. You have a mouth. You can pray. You can preach the word, and you can pray to the Lord that the Lord will move upon people's hearts. But today I will teach on who will preach the gospel in the last hour of the great tribulation and what will happen to the religious systems of the world. But before we get into this message, let's ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name, and I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open the hearts of the listeners so that they will take it to heart that we are fast running out of time. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word of God, that we can know and understand and warn one another of the horrors that are to come. I thank you for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. When we study the book of Revelation, we come to a quick revelation that the gospel will be preached throughout the hour of the tribulation, regardless how much effort the Antichrist will put in to try to stamp out the gospel. During the first 3.5 years, the Bible teaches there's going to be 144,000 Israeli people, Jewish people, from the tribes of Israel who will be preaching the gospel. 144,000 will represent the 12 tribes of Israel. He will use 12,000 out of every tribe, and he will protect them up to a certain time. It seems as if, when we study the word of God, that during the middle of the tribulation, they all of a sudden disappear. Either they will be killed or they will be raptured. I do not know on how this thing will take place. But during the last hour of the tribulation, during the last 3.5 years, where the Antichrist will rule through wars and through horrific powers, there is hardly going to be any Christian left who will be able to preach the gospel. But the Lord God has somebody prepared to preach the gospel during those last few years. In Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, it tells us, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven, and the earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters." There are people out there who tell us this will be radio waves. I don't quite agree with that, because the Bible teaches us here it's going to be an angel that will fly in the midst of heaven, preaching the everlasting gospel. So regardless what the Antichrist tries to do, God will always be there to make sure that the gospel of peace will be preached to anybody who still wants the Lord Jesus. When I see these things, when I study these things, I look upon the world scene and I can see how people are rejecting the only hope that humanity has to escape the lake of fire. When I study this, I can see how serious God is about preaching the gospel, that he will send an angel in the last hour of the tribulation to give those a chance who are still living during that last horrific time to come to know the Lord Jesus, so that they will escape the eternal lake of fire. So that should give us an idea how great our responsibility is to preach the gospel in this relative time of peace, so that people can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, that is the most important message that we the Christians have to offer humanity. It is the gospel of Jesus, which is coming to the cross for salvation. For the Bible teaches there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except for the name Jesus. Many religions teach different ways, but the Bible teaches that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father except through him. The Lord Jesus Christ himself tells us very clearly, I am the door. No man can come in any other way. And if he tries, he is nothing but a thief and a murderer. So where does that leave you today? Some of you are out there who are nonchalant about coming to Christ. You don't really care. You better take notice. One day you will be faced with an incredible choice, either giving your allegiance to the Antichrist or to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you give it to the Lord Jesus Christ, it's gonna be eternal life. But if you give it to the Antichrist, it's going to be eternal damnation and destruction of your soul. What will happen to the religious systems that we're seeing today in the world? The world looks upon Christianity and they think that the religious systems represent Christianity, and that is a far cry from the truth, because religious systems, regardless of who they are nothing but man-made, thought up by Satan. Yes, this is where religion has its origin. It has been conceived in the womb of Satan. When we study old-time preachers from yesteryear, they pointed their fingers at the Roman Catholic system as being Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of all harlots. When we study scripture, it definitely seems like that. For the Roman Catholic system has been dominating the religious scene for the last 2,000 years. And all religions originate from the Roman Catholic system. What will happen to the religious systems of the world during the hour of the tribulation? At first, the Antichrist will use them for his own power. Yes, he will draw all the religions unto himself. He will be, through the false prophet, the greatest powerful prophet that this world has ever seen. Through signs and wonders, he will deceive many. The Bible teaches us that men, that human beings will flock to him in awe at what he is doing, and they will wonder in their hearts, who can be as great as this person? But it will all be deception. He will use deception to bring people under his domain and power. And in the last hour of the tribulation, he will destroy all religious systems. What I'm warning you today is real, and it's going to happen. You who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, who are depending on your religion to see you into the kingdom of God, you will one day not be allowed to worship the way you're doing, because the Antichrist will demand worship to himself. He will destroy all the religious systems in one day. It tells us in verse 8 of Revelation chapter 14, "And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all the nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." What is this scripture saying? Because of the fornication of religious systems, God is going to judge them. What is fornication? Fornication is when somebody is in whoredoms with somebody else. The church of Jesus Christ has been bought by the blood of Jesus, but the religious systems have come on the scene pretending to be the great church, but they are nothing but a whore church, which pretends to belong to God, and the Lord God will destroy them. What is not the real thing is going to be destroyed. Today, when the world looks upon the religious systems, they think it's the church. You speak to a Catholic, he tells you, "I am a Christian." You ask him if he knows the Lord Jesus Christ. "Yes, I know the Lord Jesus Christ. He's born of the Virgin Mary." But he doesn't know how to be born again. You talk to a Lutheran, you get the same exact answer. You talk to a Hutterite, you talk to a Mennonite. All peoples of the world who are not born again think that the religion they're in is of God, but they don't seem to understand and realize that it's just a deception to keep them out of the kingdom of God. This is why God is going to destroy all the religious systems of the world, regardless what it is. Is it Catholic? Is it Muslim? Is it Protestant? Is it Hinduism? Is it Confucianism? Whatever the religious system is, it's going to be destroyed, because the Antichrist will not tolerate anybody praying to any other god except to himself. Yes, this is on the horizon. This is what will happen, and this will bring a great slaughter on this planet. We, the people of God, need to warn them that are now careless about God and Christianity. They need to understand that they will one day be faced with an incredible question. Are you going to serve the Antichrist, or are you going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ? And during that hour, if you are going to choose the Lord Jesus Christ, you will lose your head. But with that, you will gain eternal life. Yes, that will be the price during the hour of the tribulation. The price to become a Christian will mean death. Are you ready for that? If you can't bear to face it, then turn to Jesus today. He loves you. He is willing that none perish. And if you give him your heart, he will give you his life and make you a child of the kingdom of heaven. The Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
My buddies tell me that I should have waited. They say I am missing a whole world of fun. But I am happy and singing.
One studies the religious systems of the world, you can see what Satan is trying to do. He is doing everything he can to keep people from coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows that different people from different countries believe in different things. So he gives them religions that will appeal to them. We have to remember that all religions are born in the womb of Satan. It is to keep people from turning to the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless how godly that religious system seems to operate. Let's take a look at the religions of India. There are people in India who worship rats. Yes, they build huge temples for their rats. I've seen it on documentaries where they go into those temples and worship the rats that are in there. Then they worship cows. Yes, people of India worship cows. We of the Western civilizations may laugh at that, but we shouldn't laugh because these people have been taught to do that. Yes, they respect a certain god that they have been taught to worship from the time of their youth. It's like here in the Western civilizations. The religion that I come from, for the longest time, I thought that this was the way into heaven. If I have all things in common, if I live by certain rules and regulations, then in the end, I will go to heaven. That's just another deception to keep you from getting into the kingdom. During the tribulation hour, the Antichrist will destroy all religions. He will start off by destroying the mother of all religions, and that is the Roman Catholic system. In one day, the Bible teaches he will bring an end to religious system and will demand that all people will worship him. How will he perform that incredible miracle of bringing people to worship him? He will be a counterfeit. He will use signs and wonders. The Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples that those that go and preach the gospels, these signs and wonders shall follow them. They shall cast out devils, they shall heal the sick, and great miracles will happen. Yes, when these things happen today, most of Western Christianity mocks it and ridicules it. But during the hour of the tribulation, the Antichrist will perform those miracles in his own name instead of in the name of Jesus Christ. And guess what will happen? People will flock to him. Those people who are worshiping rats in India will forget about their rats, and they will pledge their allegiance to the Antichrist. They will forget about worshiping a cow and turn to the Antichrist. The Muslims will do the same thing. Instead of worshiping Allah, they will worship the Antichrist, because the Antichrist will do great signs and wonders. It tells us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 23, then, what does it mean by then? It's talking about the tribulation. Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch, if it would be possible, they would deceive the very elect. Yes, that's what will happen. During the hour of the tribulation, the Antichrist will perform great signs and wonders. Today, many Christians teach that these signs and wonders are a deception for the Antichrist. But the Bible teaches that signs and wonders will follow the Christians that believe. But during the hour of the tribulation, it's going to be a different story. What God used before the tribulation to draw people to the cross of Jesus Christ, the Antichrist, during the hour of the tribulation, will draw people by doing miracles to himself. Thus, the whole world will follow after him. Yes, he will destroy the religious systems of the world and will demand worship to himself. Alas, many people will not have to be forced. They will willingly pledge their allegiance to the Mr. 666. Yes, that's what's on the horizon. You, the people of God today, need to warn your loved ones that there are terrible dangers ahead. The greatest danger is deception. If they do not turn to Jesus now, what makes them think that they will turn to Jesus when there's going to be a price on a Christian's head? The Lord is gracious. He is willing that none shall perish. If you turn to him today, he will give you a crown of righteousness, and you will not go into that terrible hour of the tribulation that is coming upon this planet. The Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.